Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
The Burt Show.
I'm sitting on paper towels, so there's that.
No, you're not.
No, stop.
Are you really?
Seriously? What do you think is going to happen?
I thought you were just like...
Well, no, something happened.
Oh, honey.
What
no.
happened? So when I... If I
oh, no.
So I have food poisoning. I'm 99.9% sure it was the soup I had last night. And I've had to go to the bathroom and upchuck a couple of times. And if it's an intense upchuck, I tinkle myself when I do it because you're so like, you know. And so I tinkled myself a little bit. So I'm sitting on some paper towel over here like a little puppy pad.
Okay, well, let's focus on the positive first.
Yeah.
We all thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
You're the MVP today, coming off the bench.
Yeah. Playing injured.
Injured reserve. Yes. Yeah, coming off the bench.
I'm just trying to make sure everybody's fantasy Burt Show team does well.
Somebody drafted you. So
every now and then during the show this morning, Kristen has left and gone to the bathroom and come back. And you're on your own time here. Mm-hmm. Nobody asked you about that, yeah. But since we're here, uh-huh. So you're sitting on it now just in case, what? Because you know you're not going to throw up in here.
No. I'm sitting on it because I wet myself, so I'm a little damp, and I didn't want to get it on the chair.
Her pants are wet, so she's sitting on paper towels.
To absorb.
Sorry, let me break it down in plain speak. She pissed herself. But she's so dedicated to this job, instead of going home to change her pants, she decided to just use paper towels and sit on them.
And it's only because it was such an intense vomit. That's why
it's coming from everywhere,
dude. Man. I crossed my legs as hard as I could, and there was nothing.
We gotta work on your Kegels.
I really do.
I did the same thing, and that was one night. That was when I was like, I need to stop drinking so hard because I was vomiting from drinking. This was years ago. And peeing at the same time because you can't hold it in. And Chad's trying to hold my hair back. And I'm like, get out. I'll fart in front of you, but this crosses the line.
Well, your effort today is appreciated. Your honesty, maybe not so much.
I really feel like I have voided everything that's in my body. So I'm feeling okay. I'm just making sure I drink lots of fluid so I stay hydrated.
You're drinking more fluid?
I need water.
No, you don't.
Do we have any of those adult diapers left over?
I might have one of Max's in my car. I love you.
Oh, okay. Woo. Let me shake that off. Yeah. So yesterday, we had Kylie Minogue in studio, and it was really refreshing. I've been saying this all morning long that I don't really enjoy doing celebrity interviews nearly as much as I used to in the past. They're unavailable a lot of times when they come in. I kind of feel like they're forced to do it, so they're not very open to asking questions. I kind of feel like you got to walk on eggshells. It's just not... nearly as fun to do if they show up at all. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not scarred by icy spicy, whatever.
Icy spicy baby.
So
I want to go pick up a spicy icy at racetrack.
Wait, that actually be kind of fire, right?
If they don't do that, they're missing out.
Yeah, the backstory is icy spicy was supposed to be here and do one of these listening parties, but she just blew us off and all of our listeners also. So I was very excited that Kylie just entered the building.
Yeah,
that was a win for us. But she's got a new album out, and she's been doing this for 40 years, so there's so much wisdom there, right? And so much knowledge about the music industry that I couldn't wait to talk to her. And thankfully, when we all met her before we even interviewed her, she was just, I used the word lovely.
She was. She was just so down to earth, easy to talk to. And you could just tell it was going to be an exceptional interview. Like, she actually seemed like she... was glad to be here.
Yeah.
She was genuine. Shocking. Really authentic.
Weird, right? Mm-hmm. That's my maybe that she's had hits for 40 years and Icy Spicy is gone now.
So, I mean, literally.
That's why Icy's melting.
Yeah. So Kylie Minogue had just flown in from Paris, was doing our sound sessions with our listeners for Q99.7, and then immediately after was flying to New York. Right. So, I mean, she's just... But yeah, she even through all this, like, she just still had a smile on her face. Yep. And she was like, this is my craft and it's what I love to do. And I love to do it for the fans. And so let's have some fun.
If you like dance music, songs that you're going to hear in the club, you're going to love this album. And it comes out on Friday. It's called Tensions 2 or Tension 2. She's also going to be in Atlanta.
Yes.
Next year, April 11th, she'll be at State Farm. So circle that on the calendar if you really like her a lot. But I love this question from a listener. What song do you wish that you would have recorded that was recorded by a different artist?
All right, so the first question is from Aaron Dana. What is the one song you wish you had recorded that ended up being recorded by another artist?
Toxic, Britney Spears.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Did you hear that?
Because it's the same writer as Can't Get You Out of My Head. And at the time, I don't even know if I heard it. I was like, Toxic? I don't know if that's me, a song called Toxic. However, it is Toxic with Britney Spears, and we can't imagine it any other way. But yeah, that's the big one.
There was no pause there. It was like immediate.
It was quick.
No.
You knew. She was great.
Yeah,
and really great. Now, the whole interview, we've been playing clips throughout the morning. The whole interview will be up after the show at thebirdshow.com. All right, Amber, so it was quite a day for you for Pride, huh? And it had nothing to do with Pride itself. It was all about MARTA.
Oh, my gosh, yes. The I don't know if you guys have ridden MARTA lately, but it is not the way I remember. MARTA is like a mini New York now when it comes to the subway, the things that you see. And I came across a lot of stereotypical Atlanta moments that you would probably see in movies and stuff, all in six stops from College Park all the way to the Civic Center station. And it was insane. So when I entered the train, the first thing I see is this black guy. He gets on the train. He's carrying one of these little window washer tubs, and he's coughing really aggressively. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm really glad I just got my COVID booster shot, right? And so then he sits down across from me, and then for like a couple of seconds, then aggressively gets up and like beams towards me. And then he aggressively picks up a quarter, looks at it, and sits down. And then he's still coughing. And then after that, he actually starts taking a big toke from this huge, can I say the B word for a something you smoke?
What?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if I could say that. So yeah, he's
like, yeah, I'm I got still one here actually.
So he starts like smoking this blunt on the train, and this is an enclosed space. Some people could be allergic to smoke. Also, we don't know what else is in this blunt, so nobody wanted to be in there. So me and a few people, we left. We decided to just go off and get into a new car. As we were doing that, that's when I witnessed the Atlanta PD doing what they do best. Yeah. Profanities at somebody randomly.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, get the F down. Get the F down right now. And I was like, oh my God. What's going on?
That doesn't sound like random to me. They must have had a reason. They don't normally do that.
Just for no reason.
I've seen it a few times. So then they're yelling at him. And so we get back on the train to head to the Civic Center station. And then when I get back on, there is a new bartender on MARTA who is literally mixing cocktails on the train. I got myself a Henny and Coke and went on to have myself a beautiful gay day. All of this happened within six stops on the MARTA station.
Seriously?
It was a whole bartender.
Yes. She had like four different liquors, like bottles. I was like, I'll take that.
Fascinating.
Atlanta, man. See, the difference in that story between you and me, when you were on that car filled with weed smoke and you left the car, I'd have gone closer to the person.
You had a whole bar and a blunt. We all live here.
What are you complaining about? They should have that on every car every day. It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.